Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
Hi, we're the Dragons of St. George's. The Dragons are Olivia, Maisie, Kaylee, Connor, James and myself, Oscar.
Hi, Oscar. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
Glad to hear it. So, what's happening on the island at the moment?
Wild West Week.
So, where is Wild West Week happening?
It's taking place at Black Gang Chai near Ven Isle of Wight.
Great. So, tell us more about this event.
Every day of the May half term, there will be a Wild West run at Black Gang, where you can take part in your own story in a live-action cowboy show.
Oh, wow. So, what else can we expect?
You can choose to support the outlaws and get the better of the sheriff and his deputy, or you can support the goodies. There will be a chance to do some line dance, or you can try panning for gold.
Sounds like a brilliant event. So when is this Wild West Week on?
26th of May until the 3rd of June. Open every day from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m. For more information, please call 01883 730330.
Great. Thanks for that information, Oscar. See you next week.
See you next week.
Hi, Maisie here. Now for the top 10 singles of the week. 10 Now by Post Malone. Number 9, Psycho by Post Malone. Number 8, Lullaby by Cigala. Number 7, Paradise by George Ezra. Number 6, Aunt's Phone by Banks and Ranks. Number 5, 2002 by Anne-Marie. Number 4, Freaky Friday by Little Dicky. Number 3, No Tears Left to Cry by Ariana Grande. Number 2, Nice for What by Drake. And number 1, One Kiss by Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa. Now for the top 10 albums of the week. Number 10, Dua Lipa by Dua Lipa. Number 9, Singularity by John Aucoin. Number 8, Attention, Attention by Shine Down. Number 7, Speak Your Mind by Anne-Marie. Number 6, Divide by Sharon. Number 5, Heaven Before All Hell Break Loose by Plan B. Number 4, Staying at Tomorrow's by George Ezra. And number 3, Be More Kind by Frank Turner. Number 2, Beer Bongs and Bentleys by Post Malone. And number 1, The Greatest Showman, Various Artists.
Hi there, it's Kaylee here with all your TV and film reviews.
Hi Kaylee, how are you?
I'm alright.
Good, so what have you been watching lately?
Lucifer.
Lucifer, so who are the main characters in Lucifer?
Lucifer, Chloe Decker and Danny, but we call him Detective Shh.
Oh dear, doesn't sound very nice. Poor guy. So who is your favourite character?
Lucifer.
Ah, I thought it might be. So tell us about the general plot. What is this programme about?
Well, it's about Lucifer, obviously. Most people will know him as the devil.
Mm-hmm.
His dad kind of like cast him down to Earth, and most people who he came with wants to go back, but he can't go back because his wings taken away and got stolen.
Stuck? So he's stuck down
he's
here?
He's stuck, yeah.
And is he causing trouble whilst he's down
a
here?
A little bit, but he's also helping detectives out.
Oh, so he's got a good side?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good side.
That surprised me. Okay, and what has been your favourite bit of the sort of programme so far?
When Lucifer said he doesn't feel anything, but he gets shot and he feels it.
Oh, you would do. So what is it you love then about this programme? What do you love?
I just love Lucifer. He's just hilariously funny.
Just a brilliant character.
Yeah.
That's great. And if you could change any one thing about the series, about any episode, what would you change?
I would change that Lucifer's brother could be a little bit more funny and support him a bit more.
Oh, a bit of brotherly love.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. Excellent. Well, thanks for talking to me about that today.
Well, that's it for me and my TV and film reviews. Catch you next time.
Good afternoon. This is Nicola, in for Connor, with your latest island news. Golden Hill Fort up for sale. The iconic Golden Hill Fort could be yours if you have a few million spare. The fort, which contains 14 luxurious terraced houses by agents Spence Willard, comes to the grand total of £2,350,000. The Grade 1 listed fort was originally built as part of the Palmerston Defences by the 1859 Royal Commission on the Defence of the United Kingdom. It provided troops to man the defences in the West Wight, accommodating 8 officers, 128 men, and even had its own hospital. The fort was left derelict for many years before planning consent was granted in 2003 for residential use. The houses are fitted with designer fittings, mood lighting, and high-quality heating systems. Enclosed by Golden Hill Country Park, which is owned by the Isle of Wight Council and managed by Gift to Nature, there are lots of lovely rural footpaths surrounding the fort for walkers and those who enjoy the outdoors. Director of Spence Willard, Duncan Willard, said, "Rarely do such exciting opportunities like this present themselves, and a purchase of the majority of this truly magnificent Grade 1 listed structure is a one-off." So, if you've got a birthday coming up and don't know what to ask for, there's some inspiration for you. That's it for your latest island news with Nicola this week. Connor will be back next week.
Hi, Olivia here. Today I'll be asking Kayla some questions. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, first question. What is the scariest thing you ever done?
Jumped off a cliff for the first time.
Okay, you got a death wish there.
Do you get your homework done on time?
No, always last minute.
I get no homework at all.
What is your favourite snack for the cinema?
Chocolate.
Fizzy sweets. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Rich.
Possibility? Unlikely.
Finally, what film always makes you laugh out loud?
Prison Break TV show.
You are addicted to Prison Break.
Yes, I am.
Well, that's it for me this week. Catch you next time.
Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis radio drama produced by Marion and Nicola.
Sarah, you're a bit late, aren't you? You're going to be late for work if you don't hurry up.
No, I'm okay. I'm going in later today.
Are you?
Yes, I've got a dentist appointment. I've told them I'll be in late, so don't worry.
Oh, okay. What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
I mean, with your teeth.
Oh, it's only a check-up. No, my teeth are fine. Well, I hope they are.
Sarah, I had a phone call earlier.
Oh, who was it?
Oh, just guess.
Oh, don't tell me.
Yeah, it was Harry.
Oh, no. I had a feeling you were going to say that. What did he want?
He wanted to know if you were in.
What did you say?
I said the truth. I said I hadn't seen you this morning, so I didn't know if you had stayed out with a friend all night, or you were just late getting up.
I'm surprised he didn't ask you to go and have a look to see if I was actually in.
Oh, he did.
What? And did you? Because I didn't hear anything.
No, of course I didn't. I told him to phone back later.
And what did he say to that?
Well, he asked me what time you would be in, and I told him I had no idea. And that was when he put the phone down.
Did he sound annoyed?
Yeah, he did a bit. He said he must speak to you. And he said he must talk things over with you.
Well, I don't want to. I'm not going to talk to him. Oh, my God, that could be him. Don't answer the phone, Penny. Just let it ring. They can leave a message and then we'll see who it was.
No way. No, I'm going to answer it. I'm not going to be bullied by him. If the phone rings, I answer it, and I don't care if it's Harry. No, if it's him, I'll just tell him you're not in.
Oh, please just let it ring.
No, he doesn't frighten me. Hello? Oh, hi. Hello, you okay? Look, I'm a bit busy at the moment. Can I phone you back later? Yeah, okay. I'll speak to you soon. Okay, bye.
So, obviously not Harry.
No, it's just a friend.
Oh, thank God for that. I honestly started to feel sick at the thought of talking to him.
Look, Sarah, he's bound to phone back at some point. Sarah, do you think that's him? Do you think he's come round instead?
I don't know. It could be. Oh, please don't open the door, Penny. Just go and peek through the window and see who it is.
Okay, well, let's see. Oh, it's a delivery man. He's got some flowers for one of us. Oh, how exciting. Oh, thanks so much. Yeah, bye. Oh, these are beautiful.
So let's just see who they're... Oh, Sarah, they're for you.
Bin them.
What? They're gorgeous. Look at them.
Put them in the bin, Penny. I don't want them.
Why? Oh, it's funny. There's no card with them. We don't know who they're from.
I do. Chuck them away, because those flowers are from Harry.
Harry? How do you know that?
Because that's how he works. He thinks he'll get round me with a bunch of flowers. Well, it won't work this time. Nothing he gives me will make me want to go back with him.
OK. Well, in the bin they go. Is this something he's done before?
Yes, tons of times. But I'm not giving in this time. I won't be bullied anymore, Penny. This is my new life now, and he's not part of it. I don't want him, and I don't want his damn flowers.
Well, the problem is, as I said before, you could so easily bump into him. But I suppose you might see his van first, and then you could sort of get out of the way.
What are you talking about, a van? What van? Harry doesn't have a van.
Yes, he does. He told me all about it. He has a van for work with his name on the side.
Work? Hang on. He doesn't work. He's never worked.
Yes, he does, Sarah. He's got his own company working as a locksmith.
He told you that? He's more likely to break locks than mend them. And you believed him?
Well, yes, I did. Why shouldn't I? I had no reason to think he was lying.
No, of course not. A locksmith with a van. I'm not even sure Harry can drive.
Oh, I don't believe it. What's that man like? His name is Harry, isn't it? He hasn't lied about that as well.
Oh, yes. It's Harry, all right. That is true. It's Harry Smith.
Right. Well, there's two of us fighting your corner now. He's not going to bully you again, Sarah. He needs to know your relationship has finished. And I'm going to be the one who's going to have to tell him.
Tune in next week for more Penny for Your Thoughts.